InfoSound.
Especially at this time of year, when shrubs and trees are in full growth, the problem of overhanging branches and overgrown shrubbery can become a particularly inconvenient, not to mention potentially dangerous, problem for blind and partially sighted pedestrians when out walking. Several vision impairment organisations, most notably the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, or NFB UK for short, has for many, many years been campaigning hard locally and nationally to keep pavements and public walkways free of obstacles for long cane users and guide dog owners. In fact, for everyone's benefit, with A-boards, cafe tables and chairs, temporary bollards, wheelie bins, parked bicycles, and certainly outside Greater London, where it's illegal, parked vehicles. So pavement clutter can come in all shapes and sizes. But as mentioned, at this time of year, it's that overhanging foliage that can be particularly rampant and troublesome. Something we put to Carl Farrell at NFB UK.
I think most of us feel that it's just an ongoing thing, but naturally, during the summer, things like branches grow longer and droop down and shower you with water if you walk under them and touch them after a rainfall and stuff like that. It's really terrible, especially if you've dressed up to go out and all of that sort of thing. It's such a pity that you can't walk safely in the pavement without getting wet or being bumped.
Potentially, I presume, it can be quite dangerous, can't it? I mean, a branch at the wrong height, at head height, face height, that can be particularly nasty.
Yes, you often just don't get the warning about the head high or the shoulder high obstacle, especially the ones with rather thin branches, because they can stick out and maybe have a sharp edge somewhere. So it's quite a serious issue. We should have clear pavements so that more people will use them. And remember that it is said that so many people need more exercise. Well, walking is a great exercise. Visually impaired people should be able to get exercise by at least walking out, doing their shopping, going to work, whatever. So make the pavements nice for us. This is important. But it's just unfortunate that so often these things are coming from private gardens. And I just wish we could get more of our members and members of the public even to kind of point these things out. Tell your local councillor, and if you know the people whose gardens encroach on the pavement, a gentle question to ask them, you know, could they please cut their bushes or whatever back?
It's an important point, isn't it, about whose responsibility it is. But it is a public walkway. So do you recommend the local authority as the first port of call? If perhaps you've got a regular journey, you're using a particular road, do you tell them about the problem?
Well, yes, by all means, get in touch with the local authority office. But we vote for our councillors, and they often have clinics and things, and not many people go to them. Well, I think we should underline our question to the local authority with a question to them and say, look, this is important to us. The pavement or the footway is how we get around and we should be safe. But I think it's got to be important to everyone, because when the pavement is clutter-free, it's a more inviting place for anyone to walk. And it's very useful when we can show that as blind and partially sighted people, the problem is serious, but it's also a problem for other people. So if we can all say a bit more, speak out to other people, explain things, as much as simply going to the local authority, I think we have to make a bigger issue of this, really. And it's a very good move socially, because the pavement is a social amenity, really.
And NFB UK has often attracted people to join its ranks because of campaigns, because of these kinds of issues that affect their daily lives in their local areas. Do you feel that because you have got a number of regional branches and people know about local issues more, do you think that gives you more of a kind of collective strength, that you've got lots of voices all saying the same thing, be it to a local council or trying to get the general public more aware of what it's like to use our pavements if someone is blind or partially sighted?
Well, of course, when you have a branch, you can know the local authorities, you can have an ongoing relationship with them, hopefully, and you can have your supporters and people who will interface with you. So it's an ideal situation, really, for a local branch to deal with local issues. And we're as much concerned about that as we're concerned about trying to do things nationally. We'd love to have more branches, and we'd love to have more people playing leading roles, because we're all different, and we would like our organisation to be one where all sorts of people can find their own niche and play their part in making life better for us, for blind and partially sighted people throughout the country. And maybe we can help the issues for other people as well, because we share so much together, don't we?
Now, as we heard, you can make representation to your local authority if you come across overhanging foliage that's blocking your way or causing you a problem. But the chances are that certainly in many residential streets, it may be growing out from a private garden. Even so, your local authority is often the best first port of call. And should you want to know more about any of the non-political campaigning work of the National Federation of the Blind of the UK, be that nationally or through their regional branches, they can be phoned on 01 924 291313. That's 01 924 291313. Or they may be emailed at admin@nfbuk.org, admin@nfbuk.org.